This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show. Don't
sweat the technique. Welcome to Thousand Holds. Except you've been taken over.
What?
Nerdy Legion has taken over this podcast. We are in your eardrums right now. Martin Ferretti, it's brother Julian Ferretti.
Oh, yeah.
It's your boy, the Mouth of the South.
Shall I ask my question of you boys?
Since
all wrestling actors.
Of course.
Clearly.
I watch it all the time.
Same.
Yes, so let's not even go over that. Let's not talk about this week's wrestling, because it was fantastic. Remember when they did that kick and that flip and that jump over? And
yes.
Then they went in between the ropes and did that one thing?
Dude, I love those guys' entrances, too. They're great.
Oh, my God. That was the best. So, my question for you both. And this, of course, very important. And it's very topical for today's wrestling environment.
Mm-hmm.
My question would be, posed to both of you, if you had to choose a wrestling costume, what would your gear be?
The gobbledygooker's turkey.
You would have a Julian Gooker?
Yes, I'd be the Julian Gooker.
Would you come out of the egg?
I would come out of an egg, yes.
Just like the Gooker.
Yes. It would be like super edgy though. Like there'd be some vignettes and they would crack like real eggs into pans. And then one of the eggs would just open and it would be me in a turkey suit.
Would you modernize the Gooker outfit?
Nah, I want the original Gooker outfit.
Wow.
Amazing.
Mm-mm-mm.
Throwback. And I want to face John Cena in my opening match.
Holy
wow.
Right.
Wow.
Mm.
Martin?
I don't know if you know this, Nick.
Hmm.
But I already have my wrestling outfit.
Oh.
Because before there was the podcast of 1,000 Holds, there was a different wrestling podcast on this network. And by different, yes. I mean by name only, because it's the same people. And I was on the first episode, and my prize was that I received a shirt and a particular item to wear on my head, and I still wear it all the time. And that item was a New Day shirt and a unicorn headband.
Nice.
Would you be the fourth member of the New Day?
I would be the fourth member. What would I call myself? I don't know. I don't know what I'd call myself. I have to think about that.
Hmm.
But yes, I would be a New Day member.
I like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I subscribed to the WWE Network for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And those were my favorite matches to watch. Because when I was watching wrestling, those guys weren't there. And a lot of guys that I used to watch back in the day are still wrestling or still involved in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was cool for me to see those guys because they were totally new.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my wife loved it too. She thought it was ridiculous, but funny.
Yeah, I've been thinking not a lot about my outfit, but I guess I have been thinking a lot about my outfit. It's tough because I would love to have something. I would love to, if I had to wear a wrestler's full outfit, I would have to go probably Goldust.
Oh my.
Cause it's just such a good outfit.
Are we going full robe Goldust or just the leotard?
See, now this is the problem.
You gotta go full robe, dude.
You got to.
This is the issue, and you sort of nailed it. I would love to have the like Kurt Angle singlet because I think that's so funny. But if I can't go Goldust, actually Goldust is the perfect combo because I would love to have a Ric Flair, Bobby Roode robe. I am so into those robes; those are so dope. And if I could pull it off right now, I'd be walking the street in a robe. So probably gold dust is perfect because I get the robe as well as the outfit and the face paint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm all about that persona. It was going to be Val Venus because I just thought he was so dumb. But looking back at it, like, I like all the theatrical dudes. I don't, like, I'm not looking for a technical wrestler. I'm looking at the theatrics before they get into the ring. That's where I am. Or if they get knocked out of them and something goofy happens. I'm all about that.
So what you're saying is that you like the wrestlers that are like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes. Mm. I guess.
Mm.
I don't know. Is there a wrestler? I don't like David.
What?
The Galaxy? No, don't like him.
You are crazy, sir.
No, I'm not one of those people.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that... Yeah, that's... And I don't like Brock Lesnar. No interest in watching any of his match. Like, I don't like those type. Like, I like the goofy characters. I like the dramatic characters.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take a Ric Flair robe. I would take a Goldust robe. Bobby Roode. Love the entrance. That would be in my wheelhouse.
I'm just imagining Nick in a golden wig now.
Oh, you imagine away, my friend.
Doing the whole closest. Doing the whole arms up the chest thing, like, come on, man. We need a supplementary YouTube video.
I will say, and this is going back a while, and I don't know if it's on Nerdy Legion or not, but since we took over Podcast of 1,000 Holds, I thought I'll share this. The closest I ever came to dressing up was for Halloween one year. This was like picture perfect. I dressed up, and this was when... This show was pretty darn popular. It had like three or four on VH1. But that Rock of Love.
Oh, I saw that.
Brett Michaels' Rock of Love.
Yep.
And I had the horrible wig as well as the tight jeans, like those elastic jeans, the rocker jeans. And then the bad vest with like the bad out. And I gotta say, I had more compliments that I was a wrestler. As well as your Brett Michaels from Rock of Love.
Well, it's basically the same outfit Hulk Hogan wears on Hogan Knows Best.
It was! Very much. If I would have rolled up the sleeves or just went shirtless with the vest on, I probably would have been like, are you from Apostle? Not that I have any Hogan physique, but it would be pretty funny to see this mushy body.
I don't know. I'd pay to see some Nick Pythons.
Oh, my.
24-inch Pythons, Nick?
I know. Yeah. I could do the Ultimate Warrior, the little bands around my muscles.
There is not enough cocaine in the world to be Ultimate Warrior.
Well, I would want all the cocaine, so there has to be enough cocaine.
Hey, since you brought up Hogan, did you guys ever watch or remember watching Thunder in Paradise?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that show for some reason, and it was so bad. It was so bad. I think it was only on for like one season, right?
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, it was really bad. Yeah. It was on TNT, and it was Hogan. He was an ex-Navy SEAL, and he was like a bounty hunter guy, maybe, or something? I don't know. It was weird.
He was a mercenary.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, it was like the A-Team or something.
Yeah,
remember that show Hammer that came out right around the same time?
Yes.
I always equated both of those shows. Like, whoever was writing Hammer, somebody was like, hey, let's take that concept and just turn it and put it into a tropical location. Oh, it's great.
Oh, here, I looked it up. It was the creators of Baywatch. Holy cow.
Oh, there is a little Baywatch in it.
Now it makes sense. Now it makes sense. Yes.
It's like I'm already filming on a beach.
Yeah.
And Hogan already has the tan. Come on.
He does.
So, Martin, you had a Ric Flair story to share? A meeting?
Did I? Yes, a meeting. I know I've told the story somewhere before, but I'll tell it again.
This is Podcast of 1,000 Hold. Where else but this fine podcast?
It's true. So I met Ric Flair. Let's see. This had to be... I was living in Colombia. So I want to say like 2009, 2010 maybe. This is a while ago. So Fridays after work, my buddies and I would go to this bar out by the lake, Lake Murray. And apparently Flair's got a house out there. And so I had heard that he would sometimes pop into this place, but like, I didn't go just like meet Ric Flair. You know what I'm saying? Like, we went to hang out. We were there every Friday, sometimes on Saturdays, but, one day we're playing pool or whatever. And, in walks this guy and you hear it. Woo! And we're like, what the hell? And sure enough, there's Ric Flair. He was there with like two other guys, some buddies of his, and he was wasted. And, buddy that I was with, he was a huge wrestling fan, so he went out to like meet Ric Flair. And they're talking for a minute or whatever. He takes a shot with Ric Flair. And he's like, hey, everybody come over and talk to Rick. So we all go over there and, again, wasted. And even though it wasn't that long ago, he looked pretty decent. I mean, aside from the fact that he was drunk. But, you know, like, he's really aged in the last couple of years.
Well, he would have been, like, 60 at the time.
That seems about right. That seems about right. But he didn't look as old as he looks now. And I think, I'm pretty sure he's, like, quit a lot of that crap nowadays, you know what I'm saying? But obviously from all the years, it's kind of taken a toll on him. But yeah, so we went out and we talked to Ric Flair, and I was like, oh fuck. I was like, I remember watching you on TV when I was like 9, 10 years old or whatever. He was cool as shit. Like, he bought everybody around the shots. And we hung out with Ric Flair for a couple minutes, and then we went back to do our own thing. And, he almost got kicked out of the bar. He was so wasted, but yeah. Good times.
I thought the story was gonna go, he had you guys are just so you guys can buy all the shots.
Oh no. He's very generous.
Oh, maybe that's
very generous.
A lot of money problems at that time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Matter of fact, he was on. Oh God, Wife Swap.
With which wife?
I don't remember.
Number three, number four.
I don't remember. Because I'm trying to think. Because Heather doesn't watch Wife Swap. So it was definitely before. Well, you know what? No, maybe it was when Heather and I were together.
Yeah, it wasn't a Heather show. It was a Martin show.
No, I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure I was with Heather. So this had to be in the last 5 years that he was on Wife Swap. And he was cool as shit, man. But on that show, he was very drunk a lot. And he was.
Who would have thought?
He was. He would just like throw money around. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, old Ric Flair, super nice dude.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, you want to wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, ho ho ho! And what are the holidays? Happy Kwanzaa,
Hanukkah,
Merry Hanukkah,
Merry Festivus. Hanukkah,
Happy Festivus,
Three Kings Day if you're into that.
Enjoy Three Kings Day. I need to cut all this out. I don't know any holidays. Happy holidays! Don't forget to follow the podcast at 1000 Holds Pod. Damn it, I need to do that all over.
I thought you were going to just give our Twitter handles and be like, hey, we're at Nerdy Legion. Come follow our podcast.
Why are you listening to this garbage?
If you're wondering where Mike and Aaron and Ronnie are, we're getting the week off for the holidays. So, of course, follow them all on Twitter. At Superstar ML, at Aaron S. Bell, at Rumbar316. And if you enjoyed this conversation, you can follow Nick at Nick Wetmore. I'm at GeekFun. Julian is at Jazzik. And our show is at Nerdy Legion. Bye-bye.